This is the brief on choosing the right Cloud Architect certification in 2026. With companies rapidly migrating to the cloud, deciding between AWS, Azure, or Google Cloud isn't about finding the objective best one, but what actually aligns with your specific career goals. And guys, the stakes here are massive. Cloud architects can literally command salaries up to $250,000. First, pick your platform. AWS currently holds the largest market share, making it a fantastic starting point. Think of it as the generalist Swiss Army knife. Then there's Azure. It's the preferred choice from Microsoft heavy enterprises, basically your integrated corporate toolkit for hybrid IT. And GCP? Well, it's your cutting-edge AI lab, the absolute go-to for AI, machine learning, and Kubernetes. But hey, getting certified is just step one. Second, you must prioritize experience over paper. Look, in 2026, passing a multiple choice exam just doesn't cut it anymore. Employers demand real, hands-on implementation skills. You've got to jump into sandbox environments and use platforms like WizLabs to build real-world portfolio projects. Seriously, ask yourself, if every single person applying for the job has the exact same certificate, how do you actually prove you can do the work? Building those diverse projects naturally exposes you to different environments, which brings us to the future of the industry. Finally, we need to embrace the multi-cloud reality. You might think staying loyal and specializing deeply in just one ecosystem makes you an irreplaceable expert, but the reality is that cross-platform flexibility is where the real money is. Organizations rarely rely on a single vendor anymore. A certification might get your foot in the door, but it's hands-on, multi-cloud expertise that will actually win you the job.